have the starting conversation.
San Diego Performing Arts League, CCSD, March 5th, 2015.
All right, this is the ArtTix grand opening, which will be a three-day event estimated to be November 15th, but that depends on the completion of the Horton Plaza Park project. It will be the grand opening the first day, then free performances in the park amphitheater the second day, and the third day is a bargain day for ticket prices at a I don't know if they're free, but anyway, it's big discount. So it's an interesting, in terms of organizational capacity, the organization has a track record and has been around for a number of years. It has some new staff members who have background in ticket sales and arts, in terms of data processing ability and the arts. In terms of project quality, well, the evidence is there will be artistic presentations in terms of the free performances. It's a different type of project than we've been reviewing in terms of this is really providing access to art in the city in terms of ticket processing. So I think with respect to there's evidence that they can perform that project and do a quality project. As to the evidence of his artistic content, I'm not sure that that's the evidence is there except for the performance day. in meeting CCSD goals, they will, I believe, increase the quality of access to, of art. Definitely goal number 5, which is increasing TOT tax, because they definitely make arts available to visitors to the city. And I think it will meet goal number 7. Evidence shows that will help increase the organizational capacity of the nonprofit arts organization by affording them ticket availability, media, online presence.
Okay. Jump in.
On project quality, the project is a grand opening of a ticket booth that provides access to arts and culture events amongst other activities, which is access to more commerce driven stuff. And so in the outlay of expenses, I don't see a breakdown of the total expense of the event and the arts component of it, and how this is funding the arts component. And so I think on project quality that there isn't a direct strong connection between arts and culture and the launching of a ticket booth per se.
Does this proposed project meet the CCSD goals?
Let's see what the applicant says. Well, let me go through the goals. Increase participation, certainly. So selling tickets will increase participation.
Wait.
But I think you need to separate the purpose of the booth from the purpose of the event. The event will provide access free of charge to the public.
Not free of charge. Somebody's going to pay for it. A lot of money.
Well, free to the second day.
Right.
Has all the free performances provided by members of the San Diego Performing Arts League, providing free performance to the community in the new Horton Plaza space.
But the event itself is for the production and publicity of a grand opening. That's the specific outlay.
Yeah.
Okay. okay, for, and so the publicity, the ticket booth itself provides access by virtue of its function. The grand opening party and certainly the publicity will raise awareness, and so more people will know where to get tickets or maybe be inspired to attend an art event. And so in that way, you can telegraph to increase participation. But I don't see a really strong connection to arts and culture and this particular project.
Which goal did they say that they were going to meet?
Number one.
Did they have to only meet one or more than one?
They have to meet more.
Just one.
Oh,
just
sorry.
Under $100,000.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so to be super clear,
Let's see.
Only had to meet one goal,
right?
Which is the one they chose.
Number one.
And what does that say?
That is, the project will increase participation in quality arts and culture, especially among groups of people who have not traditionally been able to access art and culture. And they say that they'll be able to do that. The above goal is, in essence, the exact purpose of ArtsTix, seeing the performing arts should not be viewed as a pastime solely for the elite. Though, how that goal is met by this event
is
not
clearly stated. That's right. So it goes further to say that ArtsTix enables those with reduced incomes to partake because they have discounted tickets, which is true. And the concierge service allows people without technology to get tickets. That's a very thoughtful component. But as Tyler stated, we don't see the justification or they're not demonstrating how they are increasing participation by virtue of this grand opening.
They wrote this, the evidence suggests that they wrote this as an OSP application, asking for support for the program, for the organization, ArtsTix, to provide discounted tickets to the region.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to concern ourselves with is, are they able to execute on a project base of this 3-day event? And does that 3-day event meet the stated CCSD goals? There is no evidence that it does.
I concur.
I would also agree with that. That if you're holding it in a downtown area where there's already arts, there isn't evidence about their outreach or marketing that they will be getting to the number one goal, which is that they noted that it would increase participation. Folks who have traditionally not been able to access that support.
Okay. So we've talked about the goal. Let's talk about their budget and budget notes.
Well, the budget's really simple. They've got a line item for project management, $12,000. Materials, $3,000. Marketing, $25,000. Printing, $2,000. Other, $4,000. Whatever that is. So that... It's really kind of overhead production for an event. So it's primarily production and overhead based on an event, on the event itself. Can someone help me? Did they talk about the event itself? Is there some event that has a component of, you know, a reception, like art stuff, people gathering?
Yeah.
The second
day has performances by members of the SBPAL that will be donated services during, which I will note, there's no in-kind listed in the budget, and yet they are expecting in-kind contributions from all members who are producing during the November time period.
Okay,
and
so
that's an evidence of inconsistency in their budgeting process.
Okay.
I also note that the high expense in the budget for a PR director of very high quality, the bio of the PR director is very high quality and very high capacity, but it's disproportionate with the expense of only $5,000 on marketing the event and marketing arts ticks in general. And that is evidence of organizational capacity, of a lack of organizational capacity to properly allocate resources.
All right. Let's begin the story. Tina?
Oh, sorry. I would say a 2+.
Commissioner Frank?
2.
Mr. Hughes?
2+.
Commissioner Rodriguez?
2.
Non-material comments to offer to San Diego Performing Arts League.
Think about becoming OSP.
Okay.
That's a one-time event, you know. It's a one-time event. The Performing Arts League is a separate entity. I mean, are they an OSP?
No, you
candidate?
Can't apply to
You
both.
Have to choose one or the other.
So the Performing Arts League in general is not being funded by the commission at the present time in some other way?
Correct.
I see. And so if an organization such as this is...
Finish your sentence, please.
If the league was funded via OSP or something, then they couldn't have a sub project that was also funded. Is that true?
They cannot be funded from two different pools.
Okay.
What we're trying to resolve here is this problem that we have. We have one of our the thing that enables us to go into the LCD screen
mm-hmm.
has broke today, so we can get a projector.
We can just print.
Never mind.
You sure?
Yes.
We can crowd around a laptop too. There's only four of us.
We'll just do the printing.
Yeah.
We can crowd around a laptop.
We'll just do the printing. But the sooner we can get it printed, the better.
I will send it to the.
Because I have a whole other one of these tomorrow, and I would love to be able to have it fixed by tomorrow.
I don't think it's going to happen, but let me see if I can find a solution real quick right now, and then it'll be set up for tomorrow.
Okay, because I'm happy to go to Fry's tonight and buy one.
Don't you have just an input?
Yeah, we're going to see if you have an HDMI cable here, and we can just hook it up to the computer.
Great.
Another non-material comment is that...
I'm sort of listening.
I take issue. I understand the role of arts ticks, and I understand the role of discounted tickets in the community. I take issue with the idea that the Commission for Arts and Culture and San Diego's civic infrastructure is condoning the idea that arts and culture should be sold for less than face value because the arts should always be discounted. This Groupon mentality. And that undercuts artistic budgets all across San Diego. So the idea that we're putting the civic stamp of approval on, yes, you should always sell 2-for-1s. Yes, you should always be cutting your pricing and selling
point.
For less than you're worth.
Great point.
Are we done with San Diego Performing Arts League?
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.